Everybody, welcome to Static Shows, Bob.
Hey, and I'm the Funky Bunch.
It's such a good vibration.
The Funky Bunch? What the hell?
Like Bob and Bob and the Funky Bunch.
I'm Bob, yeah. You're the Funky Bunch, all right. You got a Funky Bunch in your drawers.
This is, your co-host, Miles.
This is Maya's title. I got the fan on. It's so freaking hot here. I hope it's not making a lot of noise. I can't tell. So.
No, I cannot hear it.
Oh, good, because it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I was out mowing the grass, and so I'm all hot from mowing the grass.
You have, what, like 4 acres to mow, man?
I don't have 4 acres. Crap. I don't even have an acre. I got like 3/4 of an acre or something.
I'd sell it off with some mobile homes in there.
Put some. There's Bob's trailer park. Come on down. We can fit about. I think I got about 10 trailers on a half acre.
Come on down.
Come on down. Pull your trailer on up here. We don't care.
Like RV park. That's what it'd be.
Drive that Airstream right over here on the grass. This will be your spot. We got porta potties. We got us a. Everybody who pays the rent gets a free kiddie pool.
Come out to my garbage pile, you'll see some critters. Come
there you go. We got our own zoo out here. It's all possums and raccoons.
Wildlife prairie, right here.
Couple squirrels and chipmunks.
Yeah. What do you like?
We've expanded. And if you get hungry, just kill one. We don't care.
It's a win-win.
It's a win. That's right. It's a win. You can look at them, study them, or you can kill them and eat them. We don't care. There you go. This is Bob's Mobile Home Park on Route 57. Look for the giant picture of a finger.
It's redneck week. Bring a redneck and get in free. Make redneck pay for it.
Yeah. You gotta bring one though. You can't just be one.
Yeah. Telling you, it's your opportunity.
It's business opportunity, isn't it?
That's your opportunity to move up.
I'll just have a big giant finger on a billboard pointing at it. That'll be their turn here.
Lots to do.
Yeah.
Yard darts.
Free kiddie pools. That's right. We got all, everybody gets a free set of yard darts.
Yard darts.
The kind with points on them. Not the kind that they got now with those crazy foam things or something. These are the kind that you kill each other with when you're drunk. Do you remember that? The lawn darts where the people were like stabbing themselves?
I've heard that story, yeah.
I don't know if that's an urban legend or not. But we used to have them, you know. They were like metal pointed darts.
That was fun.
It was great. You put the little circle out there.
Yeah.
Throw that, fling that sucker way up in the air.
Yeah.
Comes down with a thud.
Yeah. It was a great toy. What's the big deal?
And then people were evidently dying, or at least getting their foot pierced.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Well, the problem was that was a game to play when you were. You know, having a barbecue and then people get really drunk.
Oh.
And to be wearing those really bad flip-flops from the 70s that were basically, you know, a piece of styrofoam with a couple strings on it.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, get tripped up and spill their beer and then get stabbed in the foot with a lawn dart. Yeah. Oh, my Jesus. I got the stigmata. Dart stigmata.
Nice.
If somebody give me a beer, my foot seems to be stuck to the ground. Now, we used to, like, the thing we would try to do was see how high we could throw them to see how far we would drive them into the ground. Do you ever do that?
Look out, Mark! Look out!
You'd, like, sling it up in the air as hard as you could, and it would come down like a boom, see how far it would go down to the ground.
Hit yourself with it. Boom.
Or you would throw it down to the ground real hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, man. Back in the day.
Love that.
I know.
Love that stuff.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah, not anymore, exactly.
Too dangerous, dude.
Ah, just make your own. You can make your own.
Got an uncle in prison. He's making me a set.
They'll make me a set of them prison lawn darts. Yeah, he rolls up cans of beer real tight.
He stole some kitchen knives from the commissary.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, you had him, you played with him, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't think nothing of it. Then you read that first story, you're like, holy shit, I could stab somebody with a son of a bitch.
God damn.
Then that's all you wanted to do, right? Throw it at me.
Like, could I really seriously hurt my brother with
this? Yeah, exactly. That's I could kill him.
Wow.
I'm going to shank you.
And I'll be in there with shank you. This is called Turkish revenge.
I'm going to jart you, you son of a bitch. You broke my Legos. I'm going to jart you.
Jart
you right in the ribs.
Jarted. Nice. That's nice.
That would be great.
That's
so what's going on with you there, Miles?
So, I had this, like, Scooby-Doo mystery, man, for, like, several days. And it got
Where
solved.
Is my wiener?
Yeah.
Honey, I can't see my wiener. Where'd it go? Where's my wiener?
Thank you. Thank you.
Pick up your gut, you fat son of a bitch, or I'll jerk you.
At the dinky do. My belly stick
out further. Somebody must have touched me with an ice pack. I don't know what happened.
My belly stick out further than my dinky do. Come on now.
They call me Turtle.
Turtle.
So did you solve this mystery there?
Right? Yeah, actually, my story's not as funny as yours. That's funny. I wish I would have went with that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get this letter from my dad.
Oh God.
Over like Memorial Day weekend.
It's a bunch of gibberish or something, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is this about the money?
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, is that what he
kept
said?
Writing it over and over. No, he's gone to.
Daddy.
He's gone to Staples or something and made some kind of Xerox color. Picture of some picture he's taken.
Miles, here is the pictures of what was her name? What was the skater chick? You know,
Tanya Harding.
No, yeah, Tanya Harding and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Here's those Tanya Harding pictures at a penthouse I promised you 10 years ago.
He's gone to some expense to do. I don't know how much this is. I can imagine it can't be too much. But
he probably just stole him. Sweet talked his way in there. Your dad's a sweet talker.
And there is like no note with this picture. There's no note.
If I gave you a cup of coffee, could I get like 3 or 4 color copies, perhaps?
You've got to come back with me to the future.
That's right.
So, my dad's Doc Brown. That's my dad, Doc Brown. It's a picture of like. His backyard.
Okay. It's like, where's Waldo or what?
Yeah, no, it's like he lives on a lake.
Miles, no. I'm missing something in the backyard. Can you find it in this picture?
And he's got like a nice wraparound, like wooden deck, you know, around the house.
Your mother has hid my pornography somewhere in the backyard.
And it's like a picture of like some outdoor set, like a table and chairs and an umbrella.
Yeah.
And his backyard and some trees and a little bit of the lake. So I'm like, okay. So what?
Put this on eBay for me, fast. I need the cash.
What is it? I'm like, what the hell? You know?
I thought you'd like to see what you're never going to get.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, there was talk of having like some family like group gift for my mom and dad's birthday was recently. So I thought, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Because I ponied up some money, I sent it to my sister, and I thought they were going to do
Never
something.
Never saw it again, yes.
She apparently drank it.
Yeah. Miles, no. How many dead hookers do you think I could fit in this backyard? Without your mother getting this suspicious.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, come on, measure it out. You're a good guy.
Your mom's getting a new tattoo.
Your mom's getting...
Right?
She's got a jar, just put it right in her hoo-ha.
Nice. Nah, a shark says, pointed at her hoo-ha.
It says bullseye.
You're a jackass, man. Her hoo-ha.
On the fins it says King Missile.
boy.
On the tip it says pre-lubricated.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So they're gone for the weekend, so they're not answering their phone.
Okay.
And I'm growing nuts. I'm like, what is this?
Were they drive down to the Mississippi to gamble again or something?
No, they were they were entertaining my sister and her family that weekend.
Oh, with your money, evidently.
With my 50 bucks, apparently. After steak dinner on me, apparently. Thank you, Miles. Thank you. Too much. It's too much. No, but
it's not enough. You're a bastard.
I'm like, my sister's not answering because I'm like, damn it. Now I'm going to, you know, I'm hanging for several days. I'm like, what is this? I thought maybe my sister bought the patio set, you know.
Oh, there you go. That would make sense.
That's the only thing I can think of. I go, okay, my sister bought the patio set. That's cool.
Like, wow, that's like a $35 patio set.
Yeah, wow, you cheap son. No, it was nice. You know, it was nice. And my wife's like, they already have that patio set.
Oh, yeah, she has to ruin everything for you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, thanks.
His dad's not like laying naked in the yard painting himself green or something, is he?
I'm like Farrah.
Look, that's right. I'm hidden.
I'm nude.
I'm totally nude, painted green in the yard. Can you see?
I don't want to see that.
That's
actually
no cattail, I'll tell you that.
You're enjoying this story, I can tell you. It's going to be very anticlimactic. That's the sad part is when
dad,
I tell you that.
I've like met your dad, I don't even like three times maybe.
Yeah.
And every time, he's such a character, I want to tell you.
Yeah.
He is,
you love him.
I'm telling you, he's such a character. You could not ask for a better father if you wanted to have funny stories. That's for
he
sure.
wanted you to do something with his computer once.
Yeah, did you know about computers? Go down there. Here.
Yeah. How do I get pornography on
that? Right. How do I play strip poker? This is like pre-internet, you know. Hell, I don't know. Pasted a picture of a naked woman on there and left a deck of cards.
Yeah. Oh, Bob, you're a genius. My son's an idiot.
That's right.
But you're a genius. I love you.
Here you go. You put this VHS of, Crocodile Blondie in, and you start playing cards, and then by the time you're winning, she'll be naked.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, there you
genius.
Go.
Genius.
Genius.
My son's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He just gives his sister money for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money. So what happened? Did you figure it out yet? Or
well, yeah, I did. It's very anticlimactic. I actually called some other sisters, and they're like, "We don't know.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Love that rock."
So I go. I got a hold of the sister I was thinking about. Yeah, it actually is the rock sister. Yeah.
Oh well, there you go. I thought maybe you called your brother, and he's just like, "Huh? Who are you?
No, my sister's like, no, we didn't even spend that money. I'm going to send it back to you, man.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
He just, no, we didn't do anything. I'm like, oh, you sure? You didn't buy a patio set? It looks nice. No, we didn't.
Oh, nice. So she took your money, and now she's going to send it back.
Yeah, I don't know. You know.
That's weird.
No, it was no big deal. You know, it was like they were going to do something, and then they kind of fell through. So it didn't.
So what was the picture for?
Finally get a hold of my dad. And this is where the anticlimactic part comes. He goes, nothing. It's a picture of nothing. What? He goes, it's just a picture of my backyard.
It's a backyard that doesn't have a Ferris wheel in it like I asked for my birthday.
I'm like, so what? You know, I'm trying like this. He's like, oh, just if you come up to visit, I'm just trying to get you up in the mood to come visit. You know, how nice it is, and it's nice.
I hate to see what he shows your mom.
Oh, my God.
Honey, I took a picture of my penis and went to Staples to make copies. I'm trying to get you in the mood.
Oh, nice. That's nice. You really enjoyed this story. See, I didn't think you would even enjoy this story in the least bit.
Your dad sent you a picture of his backyard without any kind of... Well, he got you a call, I guess.
You know, there's no note. There's nothing. It's just like, what would you think? You
I
know,
peed in the grass. Dad, I peed over there. Look, it's a wet spot. You see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be like, I'd call him up and say, what the hell?
Well, that's what I did. And they're gone for like 3 days. And they're gone on some trip, mini trip, you know, for like 3 days. Like, what the hell is this?
Don't you see that chipmunk way down in the grass somewhere on the right side?
There's a nude girl on the beach. If you look real close,
look real close.
You'll see her. I thought that was my birthday present.
That was my birthday present.
No, we didn't pay for that.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
So your dad had a good birthday, huh?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Like 80 or what?
Close. Yeah, he's 77.
Really?
I believe 77, yeah.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah, getting up there, man.
He's an old man.
Yep. Still rocking out,
man. I guess.
Yeah, still hustling the man.
Yeah, well, he gets free copies at the Staples.
Yeah?
Free copies of his penis in his backyard.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I'm glad you enjoyed the story so much.
Look,
really...
it's erect. See?
Miles, thanks for buying that Viagra.
Oh, I got it on the internet.
Somehow. Thanks to your friend.
Funny, it looks like a blue sweet tart, but that's okay. It's working. It's got an S on it. I thought that meant stiffy.
Viagra.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you get your money back from your sister.
Oh, I'm not worried. Oh, believe me, I probably owe her a lot more than $50.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've mooched off everybody in my family. So.
Yeah, to the point of...
Yeah.
Or they just ask you for money randomly to see if you'll give it up.
We've been keeping tabs, Miles. Didn't want to say anything, but you owe us like $14,000.
That's right. No kidding.
The fiddle faddle you eat.
Fiddle, yeah. All the brownies and fiddle faddle. Not to mention the plumbing charges afterwards. Get
the
toilet
paper.
Fixed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, my sister's awesome.
Well, hey, happy birthday to your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom and dad, yeah.
Oh, really? They both had birthdays?
The one day apart, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
Interesting. Are they possibly already related?
No.
Twins or something?
No. Okay. No, they were not.
Well, happy birthday to the title elders.
Yeah. Sure, they'll enjoy your
many more, many more to happen there.
God willing.
I was going to say many more to come, but then I kept thinking about what I'd said already, so.
Yeah. You
probably
jerk.
Wouldn't be appropriate.
Douche.
Oh, no. Now you're going to be all angry with me again.
Nah, it's all right.
All right.